We'll call the meeting to the order. It's at 10 o'clock for the Technical Advisory Committee. First item of the agenda is the election of the calendar year 2020-21 officers, chairman and vice chairman. So we'd open up any nominations for individuals who might consider. So just so you know, I am chair at this point. John Stoll is vice chair, and those are the two positions. So open up for any nominations that would be.
I'd like to nominate Greg again for chair.
Are there any additional other nominations as well? Okay, we entertain a motion to approve that? Is there a motion?
A motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Apparently I'm chair again. So we move on. Now we need to have vice chair. So we need to open up and entertain. John Stoll currently is the vice chair, and would open up entertain any suggestions for vice chair, recommendations.
And since John's not here, I think we should do it to him again. And I would nominate him to be vice chair again.
Okay. Any additional recommendations, suggestions? If not, we'll close them. Have him entertain a motion to approve John Stoll as vice chairman of the committee.
Motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any additional conversation? Nope. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? John and I are both chair and vice chair. So we can move on. So the next order of business.
The election.
Yeah, I know. These are really nice. So Nate, you were invited to be. You are now the new chairman. So. You're there, man. You are there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So did everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes? They were sent out electronically as well. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, entertain a motion to approve.
Submit.
Is there a second?
Second.
Signify by saying, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They are approved. So why don't we move on, Pam? We get a project update.
All right, so we'll start with the Covert Avenue project. It was let for bid on February 5th. We have a low bid of $5.995 million, and that was received from JBI Construction, and we are anticipating that will be awarded. Walnut Street Phase 1, again, that project was let on February 5th. We have a low bid of $5.3 million from Blankenberger Brothers, and again, we do anticipate that will be awarded.
Just out of curiosity, are both those projects within the engineering cost guidelines?
Yes, they were within the guidelines.
The guidelines, right. What the estimates, the engineering estimates that you have?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Walnut Street Phase 2, draft environmental document was sent to NDOT for review and comment. Washington Avenue from 2nd to Parrott Street. Notice to proceed to construction was issued January 14th, and a pre-construction conference was held on January 27th. A signal preemption project with the fire department. The interviews and the second round of scoring for the RFP for the manufacturer of the system was completed yesterday, February 12th. We've got two signal modernization projects. The first one is Green River Road from Bellmead to Covert, and then Washington Avenue, a couple of signals on there. Then the second one is at First and Mill and Green River and Vogel, and they're kind of moving forward simultaneously. Preliminary field check was held for those on January 23rd, and a public information meeting has been scheduled for February 19th.
Are those just upgrades of the systems, or are they actually changing timing and other signal-related stuff?
Well, it may offer an opportunity for some changes that as well, yeah. Franklin Street Bridge, Section 106 and early coordination letters were sent to the consulting parties. A field check meeting for the historic bridge alternatives analysis was held on January 16th. In Warwick County, the Warwick County Safe Routes to School project, all offers for right-of-way have been provided to the property owners, and two owners have accepted their offers. And two of the three permits that are required for the project have been approved, and utility coordination is ongoing. And for Telephone Road, the survey and utility coordination activities have been started.
How many total offers are there for the work trails?
There's less than 10.
Yeah.
Less than 10. And part of the reason that I'm hesitating is because there are several parcels to the school corporation, so I'm kind of...
Just a question. Uh-huh. On the Covert Avenue project,
yes.
Not familiar with JBI Construction. They're based out of where? Here?
There? I think
so. Okay.
Yeah, they're local.
And so typically with a project like that, I mean, how many bidders would there be?
Oh, that would depend. We have to have three.
You have to have three, okay. Okay.
As a matter of fact,
there were three on this one.
Three on that one. Paving, JBI, and Rivertown Construction.
Okay.
And then on Walnut, we had Blankenberger, Regal, and JBI Construction.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So it looks like there are five different, between the two of those.
Between the two of those, sure.
Yeah.
Understand. Thank you.
And on those projects, just want to give a kudos to Pam. They were short. Or actually the bid was high, and we had to go and find some more money. And we went to other MPOs that they haven't spent their money, and okay. We got some more money, federal money, to put it in there.
Good.
Projects in Kentucky, Green River Road, sidewalk project, Categorical exclusion, which is the environmental document, was approved. Owathan Lane Corridor Project, Palmer Engineering was selected to do the project designing, and a preliminary line and grade meeting was held in November 11th of 2019. Watson Lane, Phase 1 plans are complete, and a preferred alternative has been selected. US 60 Spotsville Bridge, tree clearing and utility work is underway, and that's the first step in the construction activities there. And then Kentucky 2084 and Kentucky 812, phase two design plans are complete, which takes that project through the environment.
For NDOT updates, RS 39377, that's State Road 61. Project was awarded. The pre-construction meeting is set for March 2nd. R 38721, project was awarded. And the pre-construction meeting was held yesterday, February 12th. B 41167, that's bridges along Lloyd. Project was awarded. And the pre-construction meeting was held on Monday. That's 2:10. RS 40626, that's State Road 662, Covert. Project was awarded. The pre-construction meeting is scheduled for February 21st, and a public information meeting will be held before the construction begins. B 40075, that's several bridge deck overlays. That project is set to be advertised on the March letting. R 39923, it's US 41 and Lynch Road. Permit determination completed, no permits required. B 41059, that's a deck overlay over Bruce Ditch. Preliminary field check was held Monday, it's February 11th. R 37845, that's the Hillsdale Road intersection improvement. They're working through the hydraulic designs, and the preliminary field check is scheduled for February 26th. R 39921, that's the Lloyd and Epworth. They're setting up a meeting with stakeholders in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss modeling. B 40560, that's the pedestrian bridge over the Lloyd near St. Joe. Structure type being finalized from geotechnical findings. R 40551, small structure replacements. The right-of-way engineering done and is going to be sent to MDOT by the end of the month. The environmental to be submitted March 1st, or April 1st. R 41410, that's pavement replacement at 41. We've received fee proposals for additional design work, and R42287, that's Lloyd Expressway Reconstruction, and Stage 2 Soaring was completed on February 5th, and Central Office should approve the selection, looks like yesterday, February 12th. Any questions?
Yeah, I had one question. With the Epworth Road at 66, it says that you're going to be doing additional modeling there?
That's correct. I guess through some stakeholder interactions and public interactions, they requested and they're looking at different options, different modeling, different things to address some concerns. So they'll hold a stakeholder meeting to kind of present the modeling.
And so that has the potential of changing the design?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Not the PM on that one, but I would say conversations with stakeholders can definitely impact a project.
Okay, so when you say they're looking at modeling different traffic counts and there'll be a public hearing is in the works, that setting up the meeting with the stakeholders, will that be a public meeting or will that be?
That is not a public meeting.
That is not a public meeting.
Stakeholders that are invited are, that's what that's for. Stakeholders being some business owners, yeah. County officials, all that.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Who does that modeling? MPO?
No, it's the state.
Or a consultant hired by the state.
Yeah. They use the MPO model.
Okay.
And they consult.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the State Road 662 public information meeting, there's talk about that being a public information meeting for the State Road 662 project as well as Covert, since they both. Since one feeds into the other. So that we can talk about what changes that corridor is going to be seen through these two projects.
Right? And let people know when it'll start and how it'll impact their, I guess, morning and evening drives and everything else. So
right.
Getting everybody on the same board.
Yeah.
Will those be coordinated? So some of the Covert stuff we've got going on and some of the...
Oh, absolutely. That's the...
It's nice to
bring the two contractors together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a good partnership with NDOT Vincent's district because they helped us get the crosswalks along 41, and then we talked to them about coordinating the cross section of Covert with this particular project. And it's been good.
Good.
Thank you. Okay. So, any other questions, comments, or anything regarding the? Project updates. If not, we have some new business, and this is an approval requested. We have a Pam, you'll take us through the TIP amendments.
Yes, we have two amendments that were requested by NDOT. The first is a bridge rehabilitation contract. The request is to add the project to the TIP with construction in fiscal year 2022. Total amount is $690,000. The project will be funded with 80% federal funding and 20% state match. The second is also a bridge rehabilitation contract. Add the project to the TIP with PE in 2020 for a total of $252,000 in construction in 2022 for a total of $1.26 million. And again, this would be a 80-20 match.
These are just various locations throughout the district fit within the MPO. Okay.
And there are some locations that happen to fall within our area.
Got it.
So the total actually covers all of them, not just the ones.
Not just so sure. Okay. Any other questions? We need some action on this, so we would entertain a motion to approve or disapprove. So.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any additional comment? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it is approved. Is there any other business to bring forward?
I wanted to ask.
Sure.
About the draft work program for next year. I'm new to this committee and don't really know how you all handle that, but in Kentucky, the draft work programs are due at the end of this month. So what are your plans for developing the work program? Does it go through this committee?
No, it does not. We're on time to submit the work program to both states, Kentucky and Indiana.
Did you have any other specific questions about that? Does that, that, that goes through the actual NPO advisory or
policy committee?
The policy committee,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I wonder why it doesn't go through this committee. It seems like this committee would have a role, possibly, but definitely an interest in the document, the planned activities for next year. We do that in all of Kentucky and mm-hmm.
I think it's more of like an administrative, because it's more of how we're utilizing our budgetary funds inside of our organization as more of an administration and not the projects. Like, we don't have any of these, we don't have construction projects or road projects coming through the UPWD. So yeah. I think that may be why. I mean, I do send the draft to all of our federal and state stakeholders, and they make comments, and that'll go through our policy board in March. So.
Yeah, I would assume the policy committee's role is more, you know, they probably just rubber stamp the document and don't really get into it. My feeling is that this committee is. Its function is to advise the MPO. Technical expertise exists on this committee. The work program does involve technical activities, a lot of them, I assume. So, I'm sure
they would.
You to think about bringing that document to this committee next year.
We'll take it under advisement, but I'm sure the policy committee would defer on that. Have a different opinion on their rubber stamping the work program. They do look at it pretty intensely. We present them to them pretty intensely, and most of the work program is regulation related stuff, and we go through federal highway and states. And some of them that they need to be discussed with the other parties, we do discuss with them and we let them know.
You bring up some good points, and so let's continue having that discussion and see where we move forward with it. Are there any specific public comments? If not, would entertain a motion to adjourn then. Is there a second? Any additional comment? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.